USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump among those to speak at night two of the Republican National Convention. The First Lady was asking for calm amid ongoing protests over police brutality. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, she urged people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice. Eric Trump, the president's son, says Democrats are radicals who believe America is the source of all the world's problems.
They believe the only path forward is to erase history and forget the past. They want to destroy the monuments of our forefathers. They want to disrespect our flag, burn the stars and stripes that represent patriotism.
More than a half million people between Texas and Louisiana are being urged or ordered to evacuate before Hurricane Laura arrives late tonight, perhaps as a Category 3 storm. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the police shooting of Jacob Blake over the weekend have turned deadly. Police say at least one person is dead, reportedly shot in the head. Early today, during a protest, two other people were also shot. Their conditions are unknown. Jerry Falwell Jr. says he's getting a multi-million dollar severance package from Liberty University. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school, telling the Washington Post it includes roughly $8 million in retirement. Liberty officially accepting Falwell's resignation yesterday. After 13 years, it comes as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. A biotech conference in Boston could be the source of thousands of COVID-19 cases. Harvard and MIT researchers said the event, attended by about 200 people in February, could have caused 20,000 positive tests. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather is going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on 3 wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up 1 walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.